It is Friday, March 16th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Patrick Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
See, I like to do that on St. Patrick's Day. We don't have a show on St. Patrick's Day this year.
So we'll let you do it today.
Okay.
It's fine.
That is my middle name. And with us, Becca Bacon-Martin, who is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And this pause is from fighting over who's going to win the NCAA is brought to you by...
Yes, if you can take a moment from your brackets, there are other things going on.
Yes, yes, there are. You know, at this very moment, thousands of school children are revving their vocal cords so that tomorrow they can start the annual spring break wine.
Of what to do, I'm bored.
There's nothing to do. So here is a day-by-day schedule.
All right.
To get them and you through the week.
Some of this is free?
Most of it is free.
That's a fantastic answer.
All right, Saturday. The McCafferty Irish Dancers, 10:30 at the Fayetteville Public Library, celebrating Kyle's annual day.
St. Patrick's Day.
The Fayetteville St. Patrick's Day Parade departs at 11 a.m. in downtown Fayetteville. It starts on Mountain Street, moves north on East Avenue, and turns west down Dixon Street.
There's a parade?
Has this happened before?
Yeah.
How have I missed this?
I feel chagrined. I did not know there was a St. Patrick's Day Parade. I'm pleased as punch
There's
to hear
three.
It.
Oh, yeah.
There's three?
Really?
There's
three.
Okay, I clearly have not paid attention.
The crew of Blarney is hosting the 19th annual St. Patty Parade in Eureka Springs. It starts at 2 o'clock.
Good for them.
And there's a St. Patrick's Day parade in Fort Smith at 2 o'clock on Garrison Avenue.
I did know about Fort Smith's.
Okay.
There's also a program at 1 o'clock at Late Fort Smith State Park Visitor Center called Reptile Mania. A St. Patrick's craft time at 2 at the Springdale Public Library. And an astronomy program at 7 at Hobbs State Park where you can see Jupiter and Venus.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you don't need a telescope to do that right now.
It's gorgeous, actually.
On Sunday... Crafts Sunday is from 2 to 4 at the Walmart Spark Cafe in Bentonville. They're doing henna hands.
Oh, fun.
And there's a band called Joy Kills Sorrow. This may not sound like a kid's thing. It's part of the preview party for the Fayetteville Roots Festival. And the preview show happens from 5 to 10 at Greenhouse Grill, Three Penny Acre, and Lake Street Drive are also playing. Tickets for that are $15.
Should be a good time.
On Monday... Two spring break movies, but you can't see them both at the same time.
Okay.
Happy Feet 2 is at 2 o'clock at the Fayetteville Public Library, and Dolphin Tale is at 2 o'clock at the Springdale Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday, Sesame Street Live, Elmo Makes Music.
Where's that?
It is at the Fort Smith Convention Center at 10:30 and 7. Tickets start at $15, and it's through itickets.com. And the spring break movie at the Fayetteville Public Library at 2 is Hugo. Those are all free.
Everything free. Yeah. But not Sesame Street.
Right. But all the movies are free.
The movies are free.
On Wednesday, spring break movie at the Fayetteville Public Library at 2 is Puss in Boots. And at 2, at Springdale Public Library is Puss in Boots.
Oh, okay. So you'll be able to see that movie. Yes.
Hilarious. And there is a sharing circle and jam session hosted by Donna Sterna. At 6:30 at the Omni Center, it's part of the Goddess Festival. Would be a great time for kids to go and hear some music. On Thursday, a spring break bonanza crafts for families at 10:30 at the Bella Vista Library. An arty crafty drop-in workshop from 11 to 2 at the Fayetteville Public Library. And the spring break movie at the Fayetteville Library is The Adventures of Tintin. And at 6:30 on Thursday evening at the library in Fayetteville, Ozark, a celebration of song... About Still on the Hill.
Oh, great.
And next Friday the 23rd, the spring break movie at the Fayetteville Library is The Muppets.
The latest one.
Yes.
All right.
And there's an overnight lock-in for grades 3 to 5 starting at 8:30.
Overnight lock-in in?
At the Fayetteville Public Library.
That'd be pretty cool.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. And then Saturday the 24th, a movie marathon starting at 10 at the Rogers Public Library. And kids celebrate with Jules Taylor and Shaky Bugs at 10 at the Omni Center as part of the Goddess Festival.
I think this is the most we've had in a spring break for kids that I can remember.
Hmm. Oh, there's classes at Arts Live Theater and the Northwest Arkansas Community Creative Center, too. And two spring break weekends at the happiest place in the Midwest, Silver Dollar City.
Yes.
Today through Sunday and March 22nd through 25th.
If only there were one place where I could find out all of this information.
Weirdly enough, there is. It's called What's Up, and it comes out Friday in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you, Becca.
Becca Bacon-Martin is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.